I'm here in studio with State Senate candidate Carrie McRae. She is running for the Plymouth Barnstable Senate seat, which is an open seat now, and she's a Republican. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And just to remind folks again, this district did change a little bit with redistricting. Now it's four towns on each side of the canal. You've got Bourne, Falmouth, Kingston, Mashpee, Pembroke, Plymouth, Plimpton, and Sandwich. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, it's a pretty diverse district. It's interesting. Tell me, you've run before for office, but not for this seat. Tell me a little bit about why you jumped into this race.
So just to clarify, I did run for this seat in 2022.
Okay, sorry
yes.
about that.
Oh, that's okay. So I ran in 2022, garnered 44% of the vote, against the incumbent, Susan Moran. And, I decided I've got to do it again, keep going.
Okay, that's good. And you came out early. There's we've already got Dylan Fernandes in this race, and I know that Matt Moratori may get into this race. Nothing official yet. So when you're out on the street, and I always like to say, reporters think we know what the issues are in a race, but it's the candidates who are out there talking to the people. When you're out talking to the people in the eight towns in your district, what do they tell you? What are they concerned about?
Spending. Spending, state spending, and where the money is going to. So, obviously we're seeing it all over the headlines, even the liberal headlines now, is the $60 million every single month that's going to support illegal immigration. And that is a huge talking point. Every single person that I start to talk to mentions that. And then, obviously the tax burden, it's unbearable, and it's not sustainable. Those are the two pieces right there.
Do you have any ideas about what your approach would be to resolve some of that?
Well, I will say that we need to, we need to close our border of Massachusetts. We have to sit there, and I know that Governor Healey recently, declared a state of emergency, which was great. Thank you for that, finally. But she's the one that opened it up and called people in. Billboards across the southern states and such. So I think the biggest thing is we need to turn the spigot off and then start figuring out how to manage it from there. And the tax cuts, there's things that we can reduce our spending instead of increasing more taxes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that on your website you talked about a lot of things that you support. I just wanted to touch on a few of these. And you talked about parental rights and education. What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the parents need to have a voice. And yes, parents do have a voice now when they elect school committee members like me. When they resignate and they say these are things that we stand for. I think, back in the day, I remember with my three children volunteering for Books and Beyond Club, and I was on the PTA and things of that such. So I had a voice, and I was involved more in the classroom. And during COVID, parents were removed from the classroom. And even when it was online, we heard many, many parents, speaking out and saying, what is going on in this class? I'm listening to this class. I'm not happy with this. So we need to make sure that parents have, some voice when it comes to that.
Tell us a little bit about your background, things you've been involved with in the community or professionally that you think put you in the position to be this next state senator from the Plymouth Barnstable District.
Well, there are quite a few things. I've was born and raised in, on the Cape. I've lived in Plymouth and in Bourne. I am very involved with how we're spending money. I'm sitting there at those town meetings and annual meetings and seeing how everything kind of get lumped together. So you might support one thing but not others. Being on the school committee, obviously, that's a huge piece of things. We're seeing that. I think everything kind of starts with our children, and mentoring and making sure that the education that they're getting is strong so that they could be, strong, independent citizens, to support the state. I've been on, you know, I volunteer with a lot of organizations, mostly around veterans. I think that, you know, as a country, we don't do enough to support, you know, not even just our active duty military, but also our veterans. So those are things that I focus on.
And again, I'm speaking with Carrie McRae. She's a Republican, and she is running for the Plymouth-Barnstable State Senate seat. I know in the past couple of years, the issue of public safety has been a campaign issue, maybe not as much as it was before. Maybe that's died down a little bit. How do you feel about supporting law enforcement? Do you think there should be changes? Are you happy with that?
Oh, I think there definitely should be changes. You know, there are quite a few things that have come out of Beacon Hill that are definitely anti-police. One thing that really stands out to me recently is, you know, trying to change the gun laws again. We already have very, very strict, you know, some would argue unconstitutional gun laws in Massachusetts as it is. And when you have the every single chief of police across the Commonwealth who stands there and says, this bill is not good, it's not safe, it is not right. And yet we still have legislators up on Beacon Hill saying, oh, well, we're not going to listen to you. We're going to push back. That, to me, is a huge problem. When you have immigration issues that we have, and we have, you know, some legislators who have voted in favor of us not holding up, you know, federal laws when it comes to immigration and ICE enforcement and such, those speak volumes that we're not doing the right thing by our police, and we need to stand behind them and support them in making sure that they are, you know, enforcing the laws that are on the books. People want to create new laws, and it's like, wait, let's start enforcing the laws that are on the books first, and then we can talk about, you know, adding new legislation.
There's so many small businesses in this district. It seems like it's probably the backbone of the economy here. I'm not an expert, but there are so many different sizes, but they are small businesses. How would you support and defend their rights?
Well, one thing I would do right away is be a huge voice of common sense and reason when it comes to the new tax proposals that Governor Healey just released on this past Friday. You know, any new tax burdens that get brought back or sent back to the towns and the cities to manage, those are going to negatively impact our small businesses. We could sit here and talk for hours about that, but we have to remember that, you're right, the backbone of our success, you know, fiscally and such, is small businesses. And the current administration that we have is not supporting, you know, putting the thumb down, you know, with the Green New Deal type of agenda that we have in Massachusetts. So many policies that have been brought forward, or bills, you know, to be discussed, are, you know, anti-American and anti-small business at a minimum.
Now, if people want to find out more about you, tell me, do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. We have a pretty good Facebook presence. So you can go to Carrie McRae.
Just spell that.
K-A-R-I-M-A-C-R-A-E. We also have a committee to elect Carrie McRae Facebook page as well. And we're on Instagram, Twitter as well, or X, I guess you would say. And as far as my website, carriemcrae.com.
If people are listening and they want to take away three things that they should know about you and your candidacy, what would those three things be?
The three things would be definitely that I am about people over politics. I think that, you know, as individual citizens, we don't have anyone really representing or advocating for us, even if they believe with what we, you know, stand for. So one thing would definitely be that I am going to advocate for the people in the district. It's not about my opinion necessarily on everything. It's about what the people in the district want to see happen. Definitely transparency. You know, I know politicians, transparency. Well, I support the state auditor. You know, she wants to audit the legislation. And I think that's very, very important to do, especially with the pushback that we're getting from so many Democrats. So people say, hey, you know, how would you work with Democrats right now on the school committee? You know, there are Democrats on the school committee, and we're very respectful of each other. We have good conversations, and we try to meet somewhere in the middle. And I think, you know, I am forceful. I am direct. people might not agree with everything that I have to say or my positions on everything, but I am willing to sit down with anybody and everybody to discuss those and try to move forward.
And your website and Facebook page one more time.
So it's KarriMacrae.com, KarriMacrae.com for my website, and Carrie McRae on Facebook as well.
Well, we appreciate you, Carrie McRae, joining us today. Again, she's a Republican state Senate candidate, and that's the Plymouth Barnstable District, Bourne, Falmouth, Kingston, Mashpee, Pembroke, Plymouth, Plimpton, and Sandwich. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can listen to it. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. This was excellent.
You're very welcome. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.